The following program is a Magic Hour Radio production.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
3, 2, 1.
Here's my impression of Seth Rogen's laugh.
Welcome to some kid jokes, jokes by kids. There were three guys on a plane. One bit into an apple, thought it was too sweet, so he threw it out the window. The second guy bit into a rock.
It's Carl here, you can call me Carl. What you boys both have is an exceptional laugh. You guys have epic laughs.
Stop looking at me like that. Stop looking at me.
Today, actually, is the anniversary
of Moby Dick.
Famous opening line of the book, do you know it?
Yeah. Where is the whale?
No.
Live from KX93.5 in Laguna Beach, it's the Magic Hour.
Magic Hour is it's all over the place. It's a really fun, kind of weird, sometimes conventional, sometimes traditional, sometimes totally bizarre, all over the place.
Oh, all right, enough, you broken record, okay.
Now here's your host, the Cam Chef, and Dougie Fresh.
Hey there, that's right, you heard it. This is Dougie Fresh, and I got my main man, the camshaft, right next to me.
What's up, baby?
Oh, what's up, dude? How you doing? This is the Magic Hour.
So happy you joined us. I'm going to start off today, Doug, by telling you about this Radio Shack ad I found today on the internet from 1991.
Okay, that is how many years ago?
This is, 2014.
23.
You almost got me.
Just recently, 23, maybe.
23?
Depending on what month it took place.
I was going to say 13. I feel really stupid.
I wish I would have let you say
it. Oh, man.
All right.
Don't you regret cutting me off.
Is this what we've resorted to, talking about ads?
No, listen. This is really funny.
Really interesting ad the other day.
This is really funny.
Had an interesting layout. Let me just pull it up for you guys.
It's a JCPenney fall catalog.
Yeah.
Now,
the fall and winter colors.
Everything in this 1991 Radio Shack ad, which is, by the way, America's technology store, can now be found in your average cell phone. And this is why.
Well, hold on. Inside the cell phone?
As part of
I don't know the components of a cell phone.
Your cell phone can perform all of these tasks.
See that? They sell batteries, they sell glass, some plastic, some buttons.
This guy. You're in this mood tonight, aren't you? So on this ad, they have a computer, right? Word processor, basically. Okay. $1,600.
That's in my phone.
Your phone can do that. They have a cell phone. A few $100, which, by the way, is still the same price. Average. $200 then, $200 now.
That means prices have gone down. We should stop complaining.
There's a compact CD, portable CD player, which your phone cannot play CDs, but it can play music.
Whoa,
so it's
dude, I just had a, not to cut you off or anything, I just had a huge epiphany.
What?
Take it back. Keep going.
Okay. It has a two-way radio. There's a VHS camcorder on here.
I can't record a VHS.
An answering machine. Well, you know what I'm saying. It performs the similar tasks.
I was literally about to ask you, like, did you see this ad and was like, oh my God, all this stuff is in my cell phone. There's no way. You saw, like, an article.
Yeah, you think that I did this research?
No.
No, man.
What else?
Better men did this research.
Do they sell a
fax machine in there? There's a
alarm clock?
There's an alarm clock. AM/FM radio.
Were they selling Candy Crush in 91?
There's a Candy Crush machine. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's on there. And then last but not least, a voice memo recorder. All your phone can do that. So the next time you're thinking about that phone, think, man, you know, doesn't do enough.
Was there anything in that ad my phone can't do right now?
Yes, there's a 20 memory speed dial telephone on here. Your phone does not have speed dial, does it?
No.
Think about it.
I think that's one thing that has kind of been outphased, don't you think?
Yeah, honestly.
My phone, which was like a semi-smartphone right before I got a smartphone.
Yeah.
It had speed dial still. But hey, a lot of new phones have favorites. And that's speed dial.
That's
second,
true.
Second kissing cousin right there.
That's true.
That's close. That is close on the tree, but not too close.
So yeah, that's a 1991 Radio Shack ad. So what I'm going to tell you right now, hold on to your 2014 Radio Shack ad. We'll check in 24 years from now and we'll see
what our phones can do.
What our phones can do.
Looks like my phone has an RC truck in it. Is that you know?
Radio Shack sells most of the remote control cars. Now.
Right?
Yeah.
That's weird, right?
Yeah, they do. Anyways, So that's the Radio Shack Hour here on KX93.5.
Is that a new segment? It's like kind of like opening the vault, the time capsule.
That's not a bad idea.
Go back in time.
Today in history. That's what we'll call it.
little inside joke. You've heard old episodes of the show. Other thing I want to talk about at the top of the show real quick. Last night, American Idol premiered. It's season.
What's like 80th or something?
Yeah, it's
because they do like two a year, don't they?
Yeah, it's the season. And the judges this year: Harry Connick Jr., Jennifer Lopez, Keith Urban. I think that's the other one, or another country artist. Anyways, so those are the three judges. Wider. Randy Jackson's gone. Simon's gone. He's been gone for a while.
And Paula Abdul
Jabbar. I know you're about to say yes. It. I saw it almost coming out of your mouth. Anyways, so they're on the show last night. They had auditions, and I had to play a little snippet from an audition. It's the guy said, "I'm gonna perform one of my own songs."
Is it? If this is William Hung,
no,
not funny.
No.
All right.
What if it was? I would feel so bad. All right. Here it is. Here it is.
I'm gonna sing one of my own songs that I made. It's called "Everything in Life."
Okay. 3 - 1 + 1
that equals 2. Life with you. That's good math.
There's no dividing us apart. There's no subtracting from the heart.
Maybe that I'm blind, just in my mind. Can you tell me what you see? Everything in life is so much pain.
And it feels so good to you know my name.
You know, just a little razzle dazzle, that's all.
Doesn't it sound like two people are singing?
Yeah, a little razzle dazzle.
A little razzle dazzle.
Got some range on him.
Oh, man.
I'm guessing he did not make it to Hollywood.
I don't think he did. But American Idol didn't have that good of ratings last night either.
Really? Hopefully it finally just dies.
Yeah. They're thinking that it might after this season. Not sure. Not sure.
Who's thinking that? American Idol? I doubt they would be publishing
Fox,
such
you know,
negative publicity.
The people.
Huh, interesting.
The people in charge.
I'm guessing no one listened to it last night, maybe.
Now, people watch it, but just not, you know how like when it came out first, like when we were kids, it was such a big thing.
It's like Survivor and anything that new comes out.
Yeah. Let's put it this way. I didn't even know it was on last night until this morning when they're like, American Idol did bad last night.
Yeah. That's how bad.
Hollywood 3 times
right.
2, Magic Hour. So the first and foremost, the Golden Globes were last weekend. Host Tina Fey, Amy Poehler. Did you watch, Doug?
No, I had work, unfortunately. But I got the gist of what happened. Some awards were won here and there. Some funny things were said about Leonardo DiCaprio and other such stars. Good time overall, I hear.
I think that, first of all, it was the largest audience the Golden Globes has had in 10 years on television, which is cool for them. And I think Amy Poehler and Tina Fey did a really, really fun job hosting, especially in their monologue at the beginning of the show. It was really funny. You should check it out if you have a chance. There were some good zingers in there. So nice. There was one or two borderline, like, inappropriate ones.
Hmm. That's the best, though.
But it was good.
Got to push that limit. So what was the most memorable moment for you?
Most memorable moment for me was when Matthew McConaughey won Best Actor
for Dallas
drama,
Buyers
for
Club?
Dallas Buyers Club. Because as he approached the stage and walked on, he said, "All right, all right, all right, all right, all right,
all right, all right,"
like six times, and that was great.
Dude, he's just warming up for Outkast getting back together.
Yeah. All right, all right, all right, all right.
You know, on Heya.
All right, all right. Yeah.
You guys know that song?
Oh, yeah, we know it. And then, 12 Years a Slave won Best Picture Drama.
Did it?
Yep. Best Picture Musical / Comedy went to American Hustle, which I didn't think of as a strict comedy, but, you know, you could,
it's
I
one
suppose
of those
you
ambiguous
can throw it under
ones.
There. Cate Blanchett won an award for Blue Jasmine. Did you see Blue Jasmine?
I did, yes. It was good. It was just like, I think it was middle of the road for Woody Allen. Yeah.
And then Leo won Best Actor in a Comedy for Wolf of Wall Street.
Really?
Which
for a comedy.
Was a really funny movie.
Yeah.
It was dramatic too, but it was really funny.
It was just ridiculous.
But which I mean, brings like, me to the next point, which is Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
We talked about the Golden Gloves.
Yeah,
we're talking about Wolf
of
Wall Street.
I saw it with you. We saw it together. A date night with Doug.
A little date with Doug.
Yeah. So what did you think?
It was good, man. I really enjoyed it. It was 3 hours long. And when I was watching
like 3 hours short.
Seriously. I remember getting up to go to the bathroom about three quarters of the way through. Popcorn and tea,
it was not that long into it.
It was halfway through? Why do you remember? I think that's the...
Because you like gave me the idea. I was like, maybe I'll go to the bathroom. Maybe I will go to the bathroom.
Well, anyways, I remember going out to the bathroom, looking at my watch, and I was like, there's no way that much time has passed.
Okay.
Came back in, it flew by.
So
it was a great movie. And, you know, I saw Anchorman 2 weeks ago or so, and that was supposed to be a strict comedy. It was terrible. Wolf of Wall Street was supposed to be a dramedy. It was 25 times funnier than Anchorman 2.
Yeah, I thought it was really entertaining. I think it does lull a little bit. About three quarters of the way through, you know, towards the end. But yeah, I mean, the crazy things that he does, because he's so rich and crazy, yeah. And the drugs and sex and everything, pretty insane. The movie walks the line of R and NC-17.
Yeah.
So definitely don't see it for a date night. If it's like a new girl you just met, don't see it with your kids.
No.
Yeah. Or your little
definitely
brother
don't.
Or sister. But yeah, I mean, it was entertaining. I don't think it'll win Best Picture for Oscars.
I don't think it will. But what do you think? Well, that brings me to the next point, which is the Oscar nominations. They came out today.
Did they?
They came out today.
I haven't seen them.
I actually wrote up a little thing, magichourradio.com. You can go there, check it out. It has all the nominations.
Never heard about it.
Yeah, magichourradio.com. It's there. Go visit it. Anyways, so... Nominations. You want to hear a few?
I just want to hear Best Picture. I don't want to get into all of them. We can, over the because Oscars are when and like in February or
yeah, they're in February.
So we can each week.
No, early March. Early okay. March.
What?
Yeah, early March.
No.
Yeah, it's March.
Away?
It's like March 13th.
Oh
I
my
think.
God, what's yeah. the point?
I know.
So let's each week we'll talk about a new category. So
that sounds
good. Let's not do Best Picture.
Let's do Best Picture. Okay. Let's do Best Picture. So it was 12 Years a Slave, the obvious. Wolf of Wall Street, Captain Phillips.
Yeah.
Her. Yep. American Hustle, okay. Gravity, Dallas Buyers Club, Philomena, and Nebraska.
Ooh,
Nebraska, by the way, neither here nor there for me. It was an okay movie, but you know, I don't know. They probably just had to nominate it because it was in black and white. Let's be honest. There has to be one black and white every year.
No, there's not. I bet they were saying that back in the 30s. You know, like, there's got to be a black and white one this year.
Did you know? Have you ever noticed? Shut up.
Because they're all in black and white. If you didn't catch that.
I caught it. Have you ever noticed when they do the Oscar nominations every year, they have an actor with the Academy of Motion Pictures, yeah. Arts and Sciences guy, who announces it. And every year they pick somebody. I think they try to pick somebody who's not going to win or who isn't nominated.
So who presented
this
them?
Year it was Chris Hemsworth from Thor.
That's
it's
weird.
Like, he's not going to be nominated for an Oscar. The movie did well, but...
Yeah. No. You know, he was in Rush. Ron Howard.
Yeah. He was in Thor, too.
Yeah, but that's why he's like... He's being recognized by Academy, not for his work in Thor. It's because he was in Rush
Says
with Ron
who?
Howard. Says me and everyone else.
I'm gonna take a survey, okay. Sir. I'm going to take a survey.
Okay, what's next?
Anyways, keep an eye on that next year, though.
And yeah, so how many nominations was that? Was seven?
That was 10.
Oh, yeah.
I went through 10 best
pictures.
I think
I nodded off in there for a second.
Yeah, I could tell. You were focused on your black and white joke.
Yeah, I was like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Nebraska was this. Anyway, let's just move on.
Next thing, what? Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, yeah.
Said this week he was retiring from public life.
Whatever that means.
Here's a little update on that for you. So he went through a plagiarism thing.
You know, check this out. I will bring you up to speed.
Thank you.
He made a short, which was like a direct ripoff of a comic without attributing it to the original author of the comic.
Okay.
And then he apologized for plagiarizing by stealing an explanation of plagiarism from a Yahoo Answers answer, you know, on Yahoo.com.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And now... apparently when people caught that, he was like, all right, I'm out.
I'm
you
done.
You guys are ridiculous. I'm out of here. It's like, what are you talking about? You're weird. Why is...
Yeah, and you know...
This was like James Franco, I think it would be like a big art thing. Like yeah. It was some sort of a performance art commenting on plagiarism.
Yeah.
This is just Shia
No,
LaBeouf.
Yeah, you're right. He would pull something like that. This is Shia LaBeouf, though. And here's the reason I bring it up again tonight is because... So far, that strategy hasn't worked out for him. Today, He was, I don't think he was arrested, but he was involved in an incident in London. He got into a fight with a guy at a bar and headbutted him. You can look at this video online, but it's not really a private life if you're headbutting people in bars, man.
Yeah, but he's not the one who told the media, so.
Or is he? Is this some scheme? I don't know.
Yeah, actual cannibal.
I don't know.
Become a cannibal?
Let's see. We have two more here. Hollywood 3x2. Chewbacca, Peter Mayhew, who played the original Chewbacca, posted a bunch of pictures from set, the original Star Wars.
Never before seen.
Really cool photos. But there's a little trend. I don't know if you caught it.
Did he get the photographer's permission before he did?
He didn't. Okay. So that was one of the things. It was bad. But I think he has a pretty big crush on Princess Leia. There was something going on.
She's like the only female actress. Redundant.
Okay.
She's like the only actress in the whole movie. Come on.
Now, wait a second.
Obviously, she was
You look at these pictures.
Set.
It's really funny.
They're like...
It's Chewbacca, like, kissing Princess Leia.
Yeah.
And he's, like, super tall and she's super short.
Yeah.
Google image search her. Nobody else on set's doing that with her. There's something going on.
Obviously, they're friends.
Bestiality, man. And, but the scariest part about this story, she still kissed her brother.
Yeah.
On screen.
That's not. Mark Hamill is not her actual brother.
Last thing, Hollywood 3x2, The Magic Hour on KX 93.5, is the movie Devil's Due,
which is
coming out.
Has I forget the actor's name, but Matt Saracen from Friday Night Lights.
That's right.
Whatever his real name is.
Here's a funny story for you. I went on a date last weekend. I thought I was going to see that movie. Turns out I was seeing Paranormal Activity 4. I had no idea what to expect. Crazy. Anyway.
Was that good? How come we're not talking about that?
Well, because you haven't seen it. Well, okay, we'll talk about both of them. Paranormal Activity 4, it was good. It was good. I was completely scared the entire time. It was terrifying.
It looked better than the last few. Like,
I thought it was. It was terrifying. I didn't have bad dreams. I normally don't, but still, it's like, you know.
And, you know, Devil's Due is very similar. That's why you could get them easily confused. But anyway, that is about...
They have this viral prank online.
Okay. It's not talk about what the movie is.
You said it was similar. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
It's about a young couple who gets pregnant, and it turns out it's the Antichrist. Kind of like Rosemary's Baby, but like a rehashing, I guess.
I've never seen that.
All right, get to the prank.
Matt Saracen from Friday Night Lights plays one of the characters. Anyways.
I was like, that's what I opened with.
I know. Anyways. Magic Hour Cakes. Anyways, there's this prank online where they sent this robotic, creepy baby around like a city square block. It's terrifying.
I didn't watch the video. I just saw some photos.
You have to watch it.
It's funny.
It's hilarious, but it's so scary. Imagine if you're one of these people, a stroller comes up, it's this baby. Obviously, it's fake, but at first, it's like, I don't know.
Did people poop their pants?
They did.
Got that all on camera, huh? All right.
Oh.
That's exciting.
Buddy.
Hey everybody, this is Dougie Fresh.
And the Camshaft.
We're from the Magic Hour podcast, which you, I assume, listen to because you're hearing this.
Right now.
Yes. Now, what we want to do now is ask you a huge favor.
Which is to share this with a friend. If you like what you hear, if you like what we do, if you're laughing, if you enjoy who we have on the show, if you think we sound...
Sexy.
Pass it along to a friend.
You got to tell them.
Facebook.com/Magic Hour Radio or in iTunes, search for the Magic Hour. And
that's about it.
Enjoy the show. We've given ourselves this challenge.
What?
We're going to interact with somebody of the opposite sex.
I don't want to
once
do my
a week.
Horn, but I think I'm much better at that than you.
The Magic Hour on KX 93.5.
Normally you don't disappoint, Doug.
Tell that to my ex-wife.
Hello!
So it looks like we actually have a caller right now.
We do, so let's go ahead and bring them on. I think they're going to join us for
Would You Rather,
so let's go ahead and bring them on. Magic Hour, who's this?
This is Sherry Datsy.
Hi, Sherry Datsy.
Hey,
how are you doing?
Hi, Dougie. Hi, Cam. How are you guys?
We're great. So happy you called. Everybody, Sherry is a stand-up comedian. She's actually going to be performing soon down in Burbank, isn't that right?
Yes, I'm going to be performing at Flappers at Burbank.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh, fancy. And the Yoo-Hoo Room, to be specific.
Whoa!
Nice!
Yoo-hoo.
All
that's
right.
Is that a name of a beverage, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yoo-hoo.
A Yoo-hoo?
Not to be confused with the search engine Yahoo.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sherry, yeah. How would you like to stick around and play a little Would You Rather with us?
Oh, totally. I'm up for it. Let's go.
Do it.
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Baby, would you rather?
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 The Magic Hour, KX93.5. Again, Sherry Datsy with us, performing at the Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank, January 21st.
Tuesday.
Here we go, guys. Would you rather be super strong or would you rather be super fast? Doug?
Let's see. Super strong, super fast. I'm going to go with super strong because that's how you get the ladies.
Sherry?
I would rather be super fast.
Super fast.
Nice, nice.
I'm going to go with Sherry, too. I'd rather be super fast.
Overrated.
What?
Yeah.
You think about that. You could get anywhere you want like that.
You could lift up anything you want like that.
All right, here's the next one. Would you rather have your life narrated by James Earl Jones or by Morgan Freeman?
I'm going to go with Morgan Freeman.
Sherry?
James Earl Jones.
I'm going to have to go with James Earl Jones.
Nah.
And the reason I'm saying that, here's the reason I'm saying that. I feel like he would be less annoying over time.
No, I think he would be more annoying over time.
You know how Morgan Freeman drags on his words?
I think the problem here is that you're imagining James Earl Jones in his prime, you know, Darth Vader and around that time. But have you heard him recently? He's gone a little downhill a little bit in his voice quality. But I think Morgan Freeman is only, he's aging like a fine wine.
That's a very good argument. That's a good argument. Thanks. Sherry, did he change your opinion on that?
No, because I like James Earl Jones because actually we share the same birthday. So
well,
I have to
that's
go with my piece there.
Completely illogical for that, but okay. We're letting it slide.
All right, here's the next one. Would you rather lift 100 pounds telekinetically or lift 1,000 pounds physically? Think about that.
So one would I would have telekinetic powers,
and the other one you'd just be really strong.
Oh, would you? Oh, so it's like, would you rather have the ability?
100 pounds telekinetically.
I know, but
1,000 pounds physically.
It's more of like, would you want to be able to lift 100 pounds telekinetically, or be able to lift 1,000 pounds physically?
Yes, it's called would you rather. That's exactly what
no,
I just said.
No, you said would you rather lift 100 pounds telekinetically. As in, I have to somehow try to lift this thing with my mind, even though I don't have that ability. Anyhow, I'm going to go with telekinesis. Telekinesis for 400.
Sherry, how about you?
I want to go with Dougie. I agree with him.
Yes.
I think that's a 3 for 3, then.
There we go.
Ding, 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 ding.
Telekinetic powers. Think about that.
Yeah. Think hard on that one, guys.
All right, here's the next one. Again, Sherry Datsy joining us for Would You Rather? On the Magic Hour. Would you rather be buried alive or rather be eaten alive?
Buried. Because then you're going to live longer.
Sherry?
Buried because I think I have a chance to get out.
Yeah, have you seen Kill Bill? She does that special punch. She gets out.
That's true. That's a good skill. That's a good skill.
Yeah, terrifying. Both are terrifying.
I'm going to have to go with eaten alive.
The only way that I would accept eaten alive if it's by a velociraptor.
Oh, so it's quick.
Yeah. No. So it's for its epic. I mean, who cares about how long?
But you'll see all your blood and you're going to shock. No way.
Well, here's the thing. Here's my logic on it,
maybe
Sherry.
Shocks.
Here's my logic on it. I am terrified of suffocating and drowning.
So why not both?
So why not both? Now, I'm terrified of both of those. I would rather be eaten alive than suffocate.
Well, you might suffocate on your own blood. That happened. Yeah, a new dimension.
Terrifying.
New dimension to being eaten alive.
And the last one, would you rather, I think I know Sherry's answer to this one, would you rather be a famous musician or a famous comedian?
I'm going to go with a famous musician.
How about you, Sherry?
Totally. Famous comedian.
There we go.
I'm going to go with famous comedian, too.
Yeah, we can tell.
I have to go with famous comedian, too.
All right, so just so you listeners out there, so you know, Sherry has a show coming up. That's Tuesday, January 21st at the Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank.
Well, Sherry, thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you, Cam. Thank you, Dougie. It was fun playing. Great show, guys.
All right, thanks. Oh, Doug, a recent survey from iStrategy Labs says that teens are meh about Facebook now.
Yeah, I've heard that from multiple people saying that it's on the down. It's falling.
According to the study, 3 million fewer people use it than in 2011.
Wow.
Which is, by the way, the year I'm still writing on my checks.
How many Facebook users have died between 2011 and 2014?
Let me read it here. It's
3 million. I think it adds
interesting.
Up
No, I thought about this the other day. The biggest reason I'm on Facebook now is to advertise this show.
Is for me, it's that, and it's to chat with my friends. Honestly, I've been trying to push going back to
AIM.
AIM, AOL Instant Messenger for years, and I think we should finally do it, guys.
I think we should.
Yeah.
AOL's listening right now. They're like, yes!
You know, remember you could have like away messages.
That was so in the little info.
Little emoticon thing there too. You could have it move and stuff. Yeah. We could just do Skype, I guess. But
no,
too complicated.
No.
I don't like the thrill. I want a no frills experience
only,
on the internet.
Only the messaging.
You could customize your font colors and the actual font
that was
as long
so
as
cool.
the person you were talking to had the same font. Because if you
did, because you didn't show up like Wingdings. Or something.
Yeah, or just a default font.
That was good times, man.
Yeah, let's push AIM.
Let's push AIM back in there. Twitter, I guess, is taking more popularity than Facebook now.
Wait until Twitter introduces instant messaging, and then I'm out.
Yeah.
I'd be like, come on, guys.
Twitter's going to become Facebook. They're going to be like, we do photos now. Might as well add profiles, the whole thing. They have a little one, but like the whole shebang. We're going to call this somebody's timeline.
Events.
Yeah.
Things like that.
We know how you roll, Twitter.
Yeah. We're watching you. We're watching you closely.
We're going to go into a little segment we do called Misconnections. It's a little different one tonight, Doug, with the misconnections.
Why is that?
Because it's a personal misconnection of mine. Again, what is a misconnection? Can you tell me? Remind me.
Let's get into that. Misconnection is when you run into someone or you have a short conversation. You lock eyes for a long time, but not too long, not creepy long. But then nothing comes of it. You go your separate ways. You didn't get a name. You didn't get a number. And this is when we revisit those moments, broadcast them to the world, and try to get that spark to fly again.
Yeah.
So you got one, huh?
I have one. It's a little bit of an odd one. And the reason being is because it's more than one person today, Doug.
All right.
I went this morning to Starbucks, okay?
Okay.
Starbucks, you know, the coffee.
And you fell in love with
the local coffee joint, Starbucks.
You fell in love with every barista behind the counter.
No, here's what happened. I walked in.
Is this about coffee?
Listen.
I can't wait. Okay, yeah.
I'm in line.
Paint the scene, yeah.
I'm about to order my coffee. The barista,
okay,
girl named Stephanie, looks at me. She just smiles.
You got the name off the name tag.
Off the name tag. Okay. She just smiles at me, and I'm like, this is okay. So I smile back, give her my order. I move along.
Turns out she was a cardboard cutout.
Turns out she was a sticker on the wall. I order my coffee. I'm waiting for my coffee now.
Waiting for your name to get yelled out.
The barista, the guy making the coffee.
Barista?
Doesn't say anything to me. Just looks over at me. Smiles. I smile back. I'm like, okay. This is weird. I'm looking good today or something. So I get my coffee.
Yeah.
He's handing me my coffee. I look over to my left. I see a customer in line, this woman, looking at me, smiling. A very distinct smile. Not just like kind of passively, we accidentally connected eyes, smiling. She's smiling at me.
Yeah.
Not
through you, not past
you. Smile back, then kind of move on.
So at this point, you're not smiling back with full gusto.
I am, but it's just like,
okay.
I put my lid on my coffee, start to walk out. That same woman, as I walk past her, gives me a smile and a nod, and I'm like, what's going on? That's three people now walking out of Starbucks on the way to the office. Another man on my way to the office smiles at me.
Both genders.
I'm like, something's going on, my friend.
Okay,
something has to be going on.
Who else smiled at you?
There's one more person, but I don't want to get too repetitive.
That
here.
Would be too much.
So it turns out I'm thinking to myself, something has to be wrong. I know I don't look that good today. I look at myself in the mirror when I get back to the office. I'm wearing a different kind of sweater today, Doug. with kind of an odd collar.
Yeah, I saw.
The collar was like out of whack. It was like some funky looking collar mess.
It's
and
already,
that's why everybody was smiling at
it's
me.
It's already an avant-garde collar in the first place.
It is, really? Yeah. Yeah, but that's what it was, I think. Or I was just looking good.
Probably the collar.
I think it was the collar.
All right, well, that's not really a misconnection, but that was entertaining.
It is a little bit. It was a little bit because I thought it was going to be, and it turned out not to be.
So while it was happening, were you thinking, like, oh, my God, is this going to be a misconnection?
I was thinking, man, today's my day.
Wow, got some misconnection material.
Don't you have some kind of story to share with me, Doug?
Yeah, this is something I just heard about right now, oddly enough.
Tell me.
So apparently the Chicago Cubs recently redid their mascot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know about it either, but that's what they tell me. Anyhow, so CSN, I guess, which is some network in Chicago.
Comcast Sports Network.
Okay.
Yep.
Nationwide?
They have affiliates throughout the country.
All right. Yeah. So they are the ones that are debuting this image of the brand new Cub. Apparently,
okay.
They kind of Disney-ized it a little bit. It's a little bit newer.
Big eyes.
No, yeah. It's more
breaks
of a
out into musical numbers.
Not that far. But it's more friendly, kid-friendly. All right?
Okay.
So they they do a little intro, and they show an image of the new mascot. But in this image, it's the mascot wearing a shirt, but he's not wearing his pants. And his genitalia is there. So someone threw in this joke image that aired on this network for a few seconds at least, like a good amount of time to realize what was being exposed, so to
speak. Wow.
Yeah.
So was it, I have a question, was it cartoon genitalia or actual?
No, it was cartoon. Oh. Someone took the time.
At least there was that. At least it was that.
I don't know if that's worse or better.
God.
The announcer or the host saw very quickly that it was not the correct photo and said, I think that is a gag photo. If we could switch to the next one.
If we can.
And it would very swiftly.
He didn't pull a Michael Bay, just leave the stage.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You just. He just panics and runs, and that image is like left up,
minutes. Oh man,
who does that? That's a risk. That's a risky joke.
I feel every time that somebody does this kind of joke, it falls. Like they do this on weather or news stations.
Yeah.
What was the one with the flight that crashed, and they had the incredibly racist
pilot names? But
never do that.
I just feel like this is a good joke that's this risky. Has to be untraceable, right?
Yeah.
So shouldn't this be pretty traceable, whoever is the one who, like, adds that stuff in?
Yeah. Yeah, so. It's the guy who adds the images to the slideshow or whatever.
Sounds like a suicide mission to me.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy wanted to be fired.
Yeah.
Clearly has something against the Cubs.
Probably was already fired.
That there was a Cardinals fan.
Yeah.
That there was a Cardinals fan.
Now that's fun. You spin it in that light. And it's no longer weird. It's kind of fun. It's like a rivalry thing, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see the retaliation. A Cardinal with genitalia intact? I guess we'll find out.
Think about it. They tune in, and they hear cartoon genitalia all over the TV. These guys got to go, man.
Yeah. Well, out of context, it sounds horrible.
949-715-KXFM is the number.
In context... It was actually a really heartwarming story.
It was very heartwarming.
Yeah, it was.
It was endearing.
It was cute. Nice rivalry, playful back and forth.
I loved it, man.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Speaking of heartwarming stories, here's a hot one coming out of Arizona.
Oh.
Maricopa. There's a new one.
Maricopa.
Not familiar with that part of Arizona, but if you are, good for you.
Then wonderful.
Yeah. And, so this little girl, this goes from bad to still bad, but gross and funny.
Okay.
This man or this girl fell into a septic tank.
Which
apparently her mother was walking this girl on someone's property. I don't know what the context of that was.
Okay.
And the little girl walked over the lid to the tank. The lid. And apparently it buckled under her gargantuan weight. I don't know how big the baby was, but apparently, yeah. And yeah, it fell through the septic tank lid because it broke.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, whatever. It must have been weak. Yeah, I'm assuming it's weak and the baby's not huge.
A weak lid.
Or it's not a baby, but it's a toddler.
Toddler,
maybe
yeah.
is the phrase. And yeah, fell through, fell into the septic tank. So,
how far down?
Not couple, too far.
A couple feet.
But
probably.
It was a full tank. So it's a lot of poop. It's a lot of doo-doo. So what happens right away, a man doesn't even hesitate. This is 28-year-old Henry Ricketts. Takes off his shoes. Smart man.
Smart man. Smart man.
Jumps in head first into the septic tank.
Why would you do that?
It's a toddler drowning in poop.
Head first? Feet first. You can still save her. Feet first.
Now you got
diving head first.
And what are you going to do? Kick the girl out?
No, you pencil dive. You're a pencil dive.
Then you have to find your way. Tread poop. And find
station
her.
Management tuning in right now.
I think it was a situation where someone, his feet was still out of the tank and his head was in.
Oh.
So then someone had his feet could pull him out.
Oh, okay.
He's going down. Problem is, he was underneath the doo-doo and could not find the little girl, searching around in the darkness of doo-doo. And then when
that's a great name for a band.
Darkness of doo-doo.
Yeah.
And when a little bit got in his mouth, he had to come up for air. So a little bit of the fecal matter entered his mouth.
Jeez.
Obviously, he reacted adversely and came up. At that point, for whatever reason, he decided to tag out, and another man came and dive headfirst into the septic tank. I don't know why the tag team situation was going on, but
oh man,
I imagine if you were under, feet and feet of liquid dew, you might come to the point where like, okay, I need a breather.
Yeah,
I know
this is too much.
I haven't found the girl yet, but I need to step back.
It's one of those things where like you're so far in, you just can't be productive anymore.
Yeah,
so you have to tag out.
We've all been there. I mean, not to that extent.
No, I understand.
But allegorically, I've been in situations.
Who hasn't tagged out in the bathroom before?
Yeah,
let's be honest.
I'll let you finish this one. You go ahead and wipe and flush, and we'll be out here in no time. All right. So there's another good Samaritan.
We're being so gross tonight.
Another good Samaritan jumps in.
Okay.
And at that point, the little girl was under the sewage for several minutes. Several being at least three, but no more than seven, I would assume.
All right.
But the second man found her after searching the gook.
Oh, thank God.
And took her out, but the girl was blue in the face and not breathing.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So then a third Samaritan, for whatever reason, wanted in on the action of, saving a young woman or a young girl.
Young girl, yeah.
Being a good Samaritan. Or maybe it was another tag team situation. Tagged out again. Third person came in and performed CPR on this poop-covered toddler. Who no doubt had doo-doo in its mouth. Wonder if
are they okay?
Hey, I'm getting there.
Oh, I'm so nervous, though. Three people. So a total of three people. Let's recap. If you just turned in, three people dove in after a girl who fell into a septic tank.
Two dove in. Third one administered CPR and mouth-to-mouth.
Man.
Which did the trick. Child started showing signs of life.
Thank God.
I just think the whole situation is odd.
That is one word for it.
For one, the baby falling into a septic tank, horrible. But the fact the lid was so, what was it, made out of tinfoil? It couldn't hold the weight of a toddler?
That's a really good point. I don't know why I didn't think of that. I thought it was kind of like, oh, yeah. She walked over a septic tank.
No, it was the lid broke.
Was this at somebody's house? Was it?
It was someone's property, yeah. I don't know what,
a probiotic or something before? Why is there so much in there?
It's because they live on a property where they don't have sewage at all drain. I thought you were from Missouri.
Logically, I know
why. I bet your house has a sewage tank, doesn't it?
It does.
It does.
It does. It has a septic tank. Not to be confused with an outhouse.
Yeah.
Man.
Which it also has.
This begs the question, Doug. If you saw somebody helpless in a septic tank,
would I dive face first?
Would you dive face first?
Or take the camera out and feet first?
I would definitely kick it out first. Well, let me. Okay. What is the grossest thing
I would ever swam through?
That you would ever swim through to save another man's life.
Probably the Laguna Ocean right there.
Ooh,
that was butchered. The Pacific Ocean.
What is the grossest thing for the air that you've had to go through? Because this would top anything I've ever had to go through. I'll tell you mine. I was a camp
counselor.
For some
reason, you know these so quickly. Did you prepare this before?
I really didn't. I didn't know the story until you told me.
Camp counselor.
I was a camp counselor, and one of my students, I told him time and time again, you got to put sunscreen on, man. You have to put sunscreen on. He really didn't. And he got severely burned. We had to take him to the hospital. He had boils on his back.
Yeah.
Boy.
Did you have to do anything? Did you touch him?
Yeah, I had to.
Why did you touch them?
Because I had to. There's like a thing. I forget why, but there's like a thing to determine if you have to go to the hospital, how bad the boils are. You have to like feel tenderness and stuff like that. The tenderness of the skin. And,
wow.
Oh.
Yikes.
Oh, man. It was hard. It was brutal. I'm trying. It was gross.
This is one. This is not the grossest, but one that came to mind. I was like in third grade.
Yeah.
I look to the table behind me, and this at lunch, and this kid, this little snot-nosed brat, literally snot-nosed, so much snot was pouring out of his nose, and like, it was getting in his mouth. It was clearly getting in his mouth. I've never had such a gut gagging reaction, like, I'm going to vomit.
Wow. So you clearly weren't a booger eater at that age.
Oh, my God. First off, this kid wasn't eating a booger. He turned his nose faucet on, and his mouth was the drain. That's not acceptable. I can understand a kid eating his booger. That seems within reason. Like, it's gross, but you can understand. This, I can't.
Oh, man.
I can't understand.
That is so gross. So glad to hear that girl made it out safe.
Yes.
Out of the septic
Would not have been as funny a story if she died.
Not at all. Oh, man. Before we go into Danger Zone, this is kind of a Danger Zone in and of itself. A few months ago on the show, we talked about the Magic Toilet Cafe, or the Magic Restroom Cafe up in L.A. that opened up. It's a toilet-themed restaurant, bathroom-themed.
We tried to...
Gross food.
Tried to get an interview with them, and...
Let's just say they took a dump on that idea.
Yes.
And then we've also talked about the Heart Attack Grill in Las Vegas.
Yeah, we've talked about that multiple times.
Who makes things that
are really bad for
you. If you are over 300 pounds, you eat for free.
Yeah, and the burgers are just insanely horrible.
They serve beer and unfiltered cigarettes with their food.
Unfiltered beer.
Butter fat shakes. It's crazy.
Unfiltered water. Now that's the crazy one. What is this?
It is a crazy
1960?
One. The latest in gross food news is this new burger I found online.
Okay.
Out of a restaurant in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And basically it's called the PB&J Bun Burger. It combines a kettle chip coated deep fried peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I didn't understand the kettle chip part.
So kettle potato chips, like kettle cooked potato chips. Coat the bun of this burger.
Okay.
So it's like chips attached to a bun.
Yeah, carry on.
Attached to deep fried peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
On the inside, there's a burger, a patty, marinated in sriracha sauce.
Marinated in the blood of our enemies. Okay, sriracha. That's a zinger.
It's so gross. It's so disgusting. They won't even post the calorie count.
Wow.
Which is illegal. By the way.
No, it's not.
You have to provide that information if somebody wants it.
Hold on. Just because they don't post it doesn't mean it's not provided if a customer were to ask for it.
You're right. That's fair. That's fair.
Don't jump to conclusions now, Cameron. That's a weird combination. Just all the other stuff aside, peanut butter jelly and sriracha?
I know. Peanut butter jelly and sriracha. I don't even know what sriracha is, to be honest. It's spicy or...
Are you kidding me right now?
No, I'm not. I've never had sriracha sauce.
What?
I've never had sriracha.
Oh my God.
I don't know how to say it. Sriracha. Sriracha.
Don't think about it. Just do it.
What is it?
It's a hot sauce.
How is it different than any other hot sauce?
It's like, you know, hot sauces are different. Like Tapatio is different from Tabasco.
Oh, okay. So it's a brand. Is it a brand of sauce?
Well, no. It's made by, from the sriracha pepper.
Oh, okay.
But the very famous one, I forget what it's called, but it has the rooster on it, right? That's the Kleenex of
cornflakes
of the sriracha sauce.
Yeah, okay.
It's pretty much like the only one out there.
I'll have to give it a shot.
You will see.
Not going to give that burger a shot.
I have some. You can come over. You can.
All right.
I'm surprised you've never had it at your place.
I'm not going over there.
Yeah, I know.
I've never had it though. I mean, I feel like it's been gaining popularity, gaining steam, because I hear about it all the time.
The last 30 years.
it's this new fad called a milkshake?
Yeah. Someone told me about this new food today. It's called barbecue.
There's a new food that came out called Thai? I don't know what that is. Sriracha sauce. Anyways,
gross foods. If you go to any...
Purposefully bad for you foods. What is the deal?
Any Asian restaurant, not to keep going to talk about sriracha.
No, it's okay.
They have sriracha sauce there.
All right, I'll have to check it out.
But yeah, that's, I don't know, because they're trying to get some publicity, which obviously it's working because we're talking about it. But I don't ever want to go there.
Didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Whoops.
You need to take a marketing class. Why would they do that? Why would they get people to talk about it?
There's literally no reason.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. Man. We don't talk about sports much.
We don't.
We do talk about Laguna local, high school games, and every once in a while,
yeah, we do
when they're in season. But I feel like for me personally, on a personal note, not to get too personal now, big game coming up Sunday.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Seahawks versus the 49ers.
Seahawks.
The winner of which will go to the Super Bowl. I'm from Seattle, and so I obviously want to see the Seahawks go to the Super Bowl. Last time they went to the Super Bowl, I think I was in 9th grade. Maybe younger.
Yeah. That seems about right.
And we lost. And so that was embarrassing.
I have a good feeling about this one, Doug.
I'm nervous about the game on Sunday.
Yeah?
We lost to the 49ers earlier. Anyhow. Actually, I don't know why I brought that up. What was really the point of that?
Because you're from Seattle, man. It's hometown pride. Let me bring up something about that, though. There was a radio station in Seattle who actually pulled a little prank on a 49ers fan. They pretended to be the Seattle Seahawks ticketing office. They called the 49ers fan and said, "You're not allowed to come to the game anymore because you're cheering for the wrong team."
And he was.
And this lady bought it, and she was just like freaking out.
Yikes, man.
And it just reminds me, I just really want to do that to you someday. So yeah, I just think it's now. Are you excited? Are you going to watch the game?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be at my place.
I was trying to think of... I'm not going over there. You can have sriracha?
Come over. Eat some sriracha.
Sriracha shots?
Yeah, sriracha shots.
Oh, that's terrifying. I don't know. I see. I kind of like... Each year the Super Bowl happens, which is every year. I don't know why I phrased it like that.
I think
that.
I've caught on to that.
correct me if I'm wrong. The Super Bowl is every year? I feel like I alternate. Whether I watch it or not. Some years I'm like, yeah, it's going to be fun. And then the next year I'm like, you know what?
It really
what?
Depends
I don't really
on,
care about it.
On my schedule, I guess.
Yeah. This year you're going to make time for it, don't we?
Well, depending on how this game goes on Sunday, which is
they're
not
gonna
the
make
Super
it.
Bowl. What? If you say so.
So you're saying this Sunday is not the Super Bowl? I was actually in a fantasy football pool here at the station at KX95.
Yeah, and...
And my strategy was to never touch it.
And just see what happens.
And I didn't fare too well.
Try the hand of fate.
Season. After the first couple weeks, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Then
that's when, skill started to become a factor of which you ignored.
True story. About the 6th week in, I get a text message from our station, our program manager here at the station, does mornings, Tyler Russell. He sent me a text message and said, "Hey, man. I don't know if you know this, but 3 of your players have a bye next week. So you might want to switch them. Otherwise, you're going to lose like 30 points."
It's funny. He's like looking out for you.
And I didn't switch him. I forgot.
Oh, my God.
Turned out getting 11th out of 12, I think.
Wow.
Pretty terrible.
Not bad.
Someone last place.
Someone tried and did worse than you. That sucks.
Yikes. All right, everybody. Let's go ahead and do a little Danger Zone.
Danger Zone!
personal danger zone this week. And of course, danger zone is the segment we do every week on the Magic Hour. Again, I'm the Cam Chef. That's Dougie Fresh. Where something dangerous happens to us. We find ourselves in these situations. You know, you might be close to a car wreck. You might, I don't know, what was last week?
I don't remember that.
There was one where Doug and I saw an accident on the way to the Laguna.
Oddly enough, there's a danger zone every week.
Yeah.
I don't know how we get away with it.
I don't know. But this week, as I said, is a personal one. I woke up the other morning.
It happened to you.
Happened to me. I woke up the other morning.
How personal?
Sriracha all over my face. And
I fell right into a septic tank.
The first thing I do every morning, my alarm goes off on my phone. And I...
First thing I do every morning is wake up.
No, listen.
Then I take a breath. Exhale, repeat.
And then after, you're going to hear this. Brush my teeth.
All right, so you set the alarm on your phone.
I wake up, I slide that alarm off.
Okay? Wait, were they selling alarm clocks at the Radio Shack ad?
Yeah, they were.
Okay, just checking.
They're like $30. Dude, come on.
Yikes.
Anyways.
Much rather pay hundreds of dollars for a phone.
Yeah. The first thing I do every morning after I slide the alarm is go to check my email.
Check the email.
So I slide my alarm and I turn off the alarm thing. And the first thing that comes up on my phone doesn't go to the home screen. It goes to this picture it's a very creepy picture of the mirrors in my apartment. And I'm going to post this on our Facebook
page.
This
is scary. No, hold on. You're seriously like freaking me out just like talking about this. I'm imagining there's like oh my God.
I'm going to post this picture to our Facebook page here in just a second.
So you swipe off the alarm or swipe open your phone to turn the alarm off.
Yes.
And this is what you see?
That's what I see.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Terrifying picture. The lighting is creepy.
Thank God there's not, like, a figure in this, though.
I know. I know.
What would you do?
I would have called the cops immediately.
I would have gotten out of there so fast.
I'm terrified, right?
Oh, my God.
I have no idea what this is. And
hold on. So it's just to paint the picture a bit more. It's a photo. It's an oddly angled photo looking up. Just at his closet, which happens to have mirrors. Like, it's not a picture of anything. It's just a weird, it's like happenstance looking, but it's also looked very purposeful of nothing.
So I'm posting the picture as we speak.
All right,
I woke up to.
So you did what?
So this is what I did. I thought about it all day. I thought about this picture all day. I thought, what is this? What could it possibly be?
Yeah.
Because it's like,
you're a vampire and you were caught in the mirror.
No. Finally,
you figured it out.
I figured it out.
You figured it. This is exciting.
I remember somebody coming into my apartment. No, I remember waking up in the middle of the night having to go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
and I was like, "What happened?
So you took
Did
a
I
photo?
Take a picture of myself going to the bathroom? No, I didn't.
Because that's not what the photo
I turned
is.
On my phone to see what time it was.
Yeah,
my screen was too bright, so I go to swipe my phone up.
Yeah.
And turn the brightness down.
Yeah.
I accidentally took a picture. And I vaguely remember the flash going off, like in a dream.
But
that's what happened.
I don't know if I buy that.
That's as best as I can explain it.
If you press that button on your phone, it doesn't automatically take a photo right away. It just goes to the photo app.
That's as best as I can explain it, though. I have no... That's literally my only option of explanation.
And you're comfortable with that lackluster explanation?
I've convinced myself that I have to, Doug. That's the only thing I can do to give myself some peace of mind.
To sleep tonight, you have to believe in that story.
I sleep every night hoping that I don't wake up to another picture.
Oh, my God. That'd be so great. You wake up tomorrow and it's another photo. Dude, it's the same photo, but it's slightly different. Oh, man. This is a movie.
Stop it.
Every day something else changes.
Don't say good ideas on the air.
I only said half of it. They don't know the twist yet.
The Magic Hour on KX93.5. That was Danger Zone. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Magic Hour Radio. That is where you can see the picture I took in my sleep, apparently. Or somebody else took and put it on my phone.
The phone has gone sentient and took it itself. But hasn't learned proper or solid foundation to photography yet and doesn't know how to pick its subject matter correctly.
That could be it. That sounds like the most logical explanation.
I think that's it.
Just a reminder, you can listen to podcasts of this show, The Magic Hour, on our website, kx935.com/podcast. And we're actually in iTunes, too, Doug.
Yeah, you go to iTunes and you search in the podcast, The Magic Hour, and we're actually the only podcast
called The Magic Hour, which
we're
is
the only one.
I feel like rare to be the only one of anything these days.
I know.
Someone talked about this before. They were like, in 20 years, assuming the internet still exists, it's gonna be hard to make a screen name.
Yeah. Or like a domain name, a website name.
Yeah, that too. But at least those can be bought or whatever. But yeah. It's just like a lot of times a screen name gets made, or username rather, and then something happens to the owner, they stop using it. It's just like it just stays there forever.
I've run through that with we tried to create a blog a while back.
We had the perfect name. No. Oh, this is I'm getting two things confused. There's Dougie Fresh Twitter handle is unused, or like someone owns it, but they don't use it. And it's just like, or you could give it to me and let me use it.
They should implement a new policy where after purge. A certain period of time, if it's not used, it gets deleted. Yeah,
name handles become, you know, public domain.
But that wouldn't be very profitable, would it, Doug?
Yeah.
Get out of here, corporate America.
Twitter's not even profitable yet, still.
Oh, yeah. So who's the real loser here?
Yeah. Screw you, Twitter.
The Magic Hour, KX93.5. Who's this?
Hey, this is Michelle Evans.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. How's it going?
Why are you calling tonight?
Oh, I'm calling because my good friend Sherry Desi called in to your show. I know she was on your podcast earlier, and she's going to be on my show at Flapper's Comedy Club.
Nice.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. You're performing there as well?
Yep, I am.
In the Woohoo Room or the Yoohoo? What is it?
Sorry, the Woohoo Room, the Yoohoo Room. And it's at 9:30 p.m. And tickets are $10. It's going to be a really fun show. We've got Grant Lyon as our headliner, so it's going to be really awesome.
All right, since you're a comedian, I'm going to put you on the spot. Can you tell us a joke right now?
A appropriate joke for the air.
Okay. And appropriate, definition of appropriate is funny.
Okay, I got an appropriate joke.
All right.
All right, so right now my father, he just retired, and he moved into his new place. And he said, Michelle, I got a four-bedroom. I come up to, God, I messed up already. Anyway, he's like, Michelle, let's rewind. Anyway, my dad moved into his van. That's what I was trying to get to.
I see what you did there.
You got us. You got us good.
But check this out, though. This is funny. So my dad, he's like, Michelle, when you go come over and visit? I'm like, where are you going to be parked at, first of all? He told me to meet him up on Hollywood and Highland. He didn't show up. I ended up getting arrested that night for suspicion of prostitution.
Sounds like quite the night.
Well, yeah. Michelle, we're actually going to the show on Tuesday, so we look forward to seeing you.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to mess up a little and recover. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Yes. Thanks, guys. I'll see you all soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
949-715-KXFM is the number. I have to be honest, Doug. I'm not sure that she meant to... Was that a punchline?
I thought that was the punchline.
It was good. I thought it was too, but she just apologized for it there a second ago.
I laughed. So.
Either way, it was funny. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Do you have a dirt fall for us, Doug?
Of course I have a dirt fall. All right, welcome to the Dirt Fall Awards, which we give out every week. What is dirt fall? Since we call it a dirt fall award. Well,
what is that?
Yeah, was ist das? Durchfall is actually a German word, and it means two things. As a verb, it means to fail, and as a noun, it means diarrhea. Well, we took the verbiage form of it, slapped it on an award, and give that award out every week to someone who is a major failure.
Dirty.
Yeah, so dirty. I'm surprised we didn't say one Durchfall comment earlier.
I know.
We talked about
that. I just thought about that, too.
The swimming in poop.
Swimming in the dirt.
Swimming in the dirt. There's a good one.
What do we got, Doug?
All right, so this man, Jose Morales, he buys a printer from Walmart. Turns out he doesn't want it for whatever reason. Maybe it doesn't print fast enough. Maybe it's not in color. Maybe he just wanted it. It was a gift. He wanted to trade it in for, I don't know, bananas or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Could be a banana.
Of course, this is in Florida, I'd like to say. Anyhow, he goes to return this printer at a Walmart in Florida. But he forgot his receipt. Usually receipts are pretty necessary when returning merchandise to stores.
Sure.
That's returning merchandise 101. Anyhow, so they obviously refuse to accept it as a return, you know, give him money for the product. Jose Morales, age 24, decides, obviously, to lose his mind and go crazy physically. So he assaulted multiple Walmart employees. First thing he does to show his displeasure is he curses at the employees, which is kind of that's
kind of normal, yeah.
But then goes the next step and smashes the printer on the floor. It's like, well, now they're definitely not going to take it back. Yeah, so you just screwed up any chance of it. All right. But he throws it on their forks. You know, obviously it breaks. Picks it up, then throws it at two clerks.
What?
Yeah, who duck.
My God.
Duck behind the counter. That's fun. Did you shorten that?
No. It's just such. He's just so dirty.
Yeah. He stormed away. This is my favorite part. Chest bumping an assistant manager on the way out. Yeah, give a little bro chest pump or chest bump.
What?
And then he caused $500 worth of damage by karate kicking an anti-theft security device.
Yeah.
Probably one of those upright things.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knows? Those things cost $500, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
And now investigators tracked down Morales to his girlfriend's apartment where he was hiding in the closet.
With another printer. Then get him again!
This is the printer Walmart
reception. Oh, my gosh.
And charged with assault, criminal mischief, resisting an officer. If you want to find him, he's at Charlotte County Jail.
There you
Congratulations,
go.
Jose Morales. Use your thing, Dirch, wisely.
Print him a letter. Send it to
print
him.
Print him a letter. Send him a photo of a printer.
You know, I was trying to think about, have I ever gotten so mad in a customer service experience to where I did something outrageous? The answer is no.
No.
I'm trying to think of the maddest I've ever been and what I've said. It was when I was at the DMV here in Southern California. And it was my fourth visit. They say to make an appointment online.
Yeah.
Made that appointment, go up to check in. The lady says, the appointment's not in our system.
Yeah.
I show her the email, you know, all the information. It says it's here. Well, it's not in our system. I was like, well, whose system sent me the email?
Yeah.
The post office? What's going on? And I remember I was like, oh, I'm so mad. I was like, I'm really upset about this. I'm going to file a complaint.
That's funny. You that's said that?
Yeah.
You're so white.
And that's the only thing. That's the only thing that, you know.
Man, I don't
I
know.
I picked up a printer and threw it across the room.
Yeah, threw it at two clerks and karate kicked a security device on my way
but
out.
But I chest bumped the guy before I left. With one of the drivers.
Man, I can't think. I don't. That's just not my style to get mad at a customer.
Yeah, just your best friend. Rather. Yeah.
No, but it's more of just like, if they're mean, I'm just like, I don't have to be here. Well, yeah, DMV is a little different.
You take
but,
the higher ground, you just walk away.
Yeah, then I
don't have to buy anything.
Then
here.
I key their car. I don't know which one's there, so I just go for anyone I think is theirs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. Craziness, though. Throwing
Florida.
A printer.
Florida, again.
Always Florida. And what was last, you said last
Iowa
week.
Iowa City.
Iowa City.
Quickly becoming Drunk City, USA.
Ridiculous.
Who knew?
This is how we wrap up every show. We do the last segment, my favorite, some kid jokes.
That's right. Welcome to Kid Jokes. What are kid jokes? Kid jokes are not just jokes for kids. They're more importantly jokes by kids.
Oh, yeah. That is more. That is way more important.
Way more important.
I tried explaining to somebody what kid jokes were.
Yeah.
And I don't think I did a good job of it because I forgot that key bit of information.
That's important. So, and another key bit of information about enjoying kid jokes is you got to put your mindset in the mindset of a kid.
You got to become one.
Some of these are abstract, man. They haven't been completely, you know, dulled down by the needs of society. And they got really creative minds and they think weirdly. So try to recapture that.
Yeah.
All right. What is a hamburger's girlfriend?
Cheeseburger.
A chicken patty.
I like it.
Multiple levels of inferring that one. Where do sick wasps go when they're ill?
The beehive.
The waspital.
I like that. That's a good one.
If you liked it, it might have been a little bit too adult.
What is the difference between a baseball player and a dog?
One gets runs.
A baseball player has a whole uniform, while a dog only pants. It's a little play on words there.
I like it.
I don't think you get it.
Last sports, I do. The pants. Baseball pants. But dogs.
Dogs pant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
I said it as a joke that you didn't get it, but then I started to think, oh my God, he doesn't get it.
Yeah.
All right. Why did the llama cross the road?
To see his mama.
Because the chicken retired.
Oh!
Someone's got to fill those shoes.
I like that one. That one has a little hint of narcissism in it. I love it.
Why didn't the turkey cross the road? He did not cross the road.
Because the chicken retired.
Yes.
Is it really?
Because, as I just said, the llama replaced the chicken. The chicken retired.
Yes.
That roll was food, you know?
Ugh.
Finally, what do you get when you cross a centipede with a chicken?
What?
100 drumsticks.
Is that how many legs a centipede has?
I think in theory it does.
Because isn't that what centi means?
Yeah, and its namesake comes from that. Whether if it has actually 108 legs or not is up to scientific inquiry, which I am not going to go into.
You know, Doug, I'm so really worried about this picture thing.
Yeah, I would be too. I'm glad I'm not going to your apartment tonight.
I'm glad I told somebody because, I don't know if I am glad that I told somebody because I had it out of my head. And now that it's been brought back up, I'm really concerned about it.
I can imagine you you're obviously going to think about it going to bed tonight.
Yeah.
There's no way not to.
And my place is full of mirrors.
Yeah.
I'm terrified now.
Yeah, that's funny.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Man, you're not going to sleep well tonight at all.
Oh,
I'm going to sleep like a baby. I've never woken up with a weird photo on my phone.
Terrifying. Anyways, that's it for us at the Magic Hour. Thanks to Sherry Datzy and comedian Sherry Datzy and comedian Michelle Evans.
If you want tickets to her show, which is on Tuesday, all you got to do is comment on our Facebook page.
Yoo-hoo.
Ha-hoo.
Yoo-hoo.
I was thinking of Yahoo, but different. Ha-hoo.
Again, that's facebook.com/Magic Hour Radio. For the Magic Hour, I'm the Campshaft.
I'm
Dougie Fresh.
Okay, go ahead.
You can say it. Go ahead.
I'm Dougie Fresh.
Until next week, yoo-hoo.